Hello there, opera lovers. This is Professor Peter Schickele over here on the other side of the record. And we're all set to go with another opera whiz. Our guest today is Mr. Paul Henry Leung, who is widely recognized as perhaps the leading authority in the country, if not the entire world, when it comes to matters operatic. Tell me, Mr. Leung, do you live in Hamburg or Milan or one of the other centers of opera?
Me? Nah, I live in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Do you teach at a university there?
I'm a cabbie.
A cabbie?
Yeah, I drive a cab, you know, a taxi.
All right, everybody, I think it's time to find out just how much of a whiz this man is. Our first question was sent in to us by Mrs. Tessie Tura of Menango, and here it is. One of the characters in The Stoned Guest is called Carmen. Carmen Gia is, of course, her full name. Now, can you think of another opera which has a character in it by the name of Carmen? You have 5 minutes, Mr. Leung, in which to come up with the right answer.
Well, obviously, there's the opera by Bizet called Carmen, composed in 1875.
That's absolutely correct, Mr. Leung. I must say, it didn't take you long to
then come up. Then there's Pallavicini's Daphnis and Carmen, produced in Dresden in 1685. And then the Raga Rock opera, Instant Carmen, by Lennon Cavallo. And actually, I think that one of the singers in the chorus at the first production of Don Giovanni in 1787 was a girl named Carmen Veranda. But of course,
Mr. Leung,
that isn't the name of the character. That was the girl's
name. I think
real
that's
name.
More than
I
enough.
I suppose that doesn't really count.
I think that's more than enough, Mr. Leung. The Bizet opera was what Mrs. Tura had in mind. So let's get on to our next question here, sent in by Miss Belle Canto of Zap. And she wants to know if, in addition to The Stoned Guest, you can think of another 18th century German opera in which a dog plays an important active role.
Well, let's see.
Take your time. You have 5 minutes.
Well, there's a French opera of that period, Fido and Aeneas by Offenbach, that has the famous Wolfenpuff song, but...
I'm afraid it has to be German.
18th century? Well, there aren't any German operas in that century that have a real acting part for a dog.
Are you sure you don't want to take a little longer to think it over?
I don't have to, because I'm telling you there aren't any.
Well, I hate to disagree with you, Mr. Leung, but Miss Canto has come up with one. Anton Zuckerwerk's 1793 opera, Collard is Bowser, in which one of the major roles is played by a dog. In fact, the title role...
That is not a dog in that opera. It's a wolf.
Now, let's not be a sore loser, Mr. Leung. Miss Canto lists the entire cast of the opera, and there is no mention of a wolf, whereas there is a prominent, not to say pivotal, part for the dog.
Wait a minute. What's her source?
The Encyclopedia Operatica, which I have right here beside
what
me.
What edition is it?
Why, it's the 1947 edition.
The 1947 edition. That edition's got more errors in it than an early Mets game. Look. I got the 1969 edition right here, and I think if you look it up, you'll find that Bowser was a wolf who was befriended by the Countess when it was a cub and brought up as a dog. But the Countess's secret lover, Sir Sheepshape, he certainly never forgot what Bowser really was, and besides, Anton Zuckerwerk was born in Czechoslovakia, so he wasn't really a German anyway. I'll let that pass. But the business of saying that Bowser was a dog is ridiculous.
Now, Mr. Leung, I'm going to have to insist on accepting the agreed-upon authority
here.
For settling these matters, which is the 1947...
Listen, I don't have to sit here and take this bull...
Now, Leung, please, we're on the air.
You're as bad as the guys who get in a cab and tell me how to get to where they're going. I don't need that stuff. Listen, if you want to get the 63rd and Lex in one piece,
Mr. Leung,
you either let me do the driving, or you get yourself another cab.
I think we better move on here to
I'm going down 7th Avenue. I'm going to Penn Station. A guy flags me, and he says he wants to go to
Grand
Central.
We're running out of time here, Mr. Leung.
If he wants to go to Grand Central, let him go on 6th Avenue.
Eddie, let's switch it back to Mr. Holmes.
But he sees me going downtown. Don't take me in an opposite direction.
To the opera, huh?